January 20, 1930. How beautiful is the living in the divine will. The soul places God in the condition of repeating his works. How the divine fiat acts as actor and spectator. I was doing my round in the divine will, and I arrived at that point when the Queen of Heaven was created, and the divinity laid down the garments of justice. And as though putting on the garments of feast, it renewed the solemn act of the beginning of creation, calling to life the noble creature who, by living in the divine will, the only purpose for which God had created man, would not go out of the house of her father, because only our human will puts us outside of God, of his dwelling, outside of his goods, of his sanctity, of his light. In creating the Holy Virgin, God resumed the feasts of creation, his sweet smiles, his holy conversations with the creature, and he overflowed with love so much, that immediately he made her queen of the whole universe, commanding everything and everyone to honor her as such, and, prostrate at her venerable feet, recognize her and sing her praises as queen. So, according to my usual way, I was singing the praises of my mother queen, hailing her, in the name of all, queen of heaven and earth, queen of hearts, and celestial empress who rules over everything, and even in her creator. Oh please. I was saying to her, with your universal empire rule over all, so that the human will may surrender the rights to the divine will. Rule over our God, that the divine fiat may descend into the hearts and reign in them on earth as it does in heaven. Now, while I was doing this, my sweet Jesus moved in my interior and united himself with me in singing the praises of the celestial mama as queen. And clasping me to himself, told me, my daughter, how beautiful is the living in my divine will. It keeps, as though present, everything that has been done by God. And the creature finds everything that her creator has done, and takes part in his works, and can render to her creator the honors, the love, the glory of that act. It can be said that one who lives in our divine will places us in the condition of renewing our most beautiful works, and makes herself the renewer of our feasts. The creation of the Virgin says in clear notes what our divine will means and what it can do. As soon as it took possession of her virgin heart, we did not wait even 1 minute, but immediately we made her queen. It was our will that we were crowning in her, because it was not befitting for a creature who possessed our will not to have the crown of queen and the scepter of command. Our divine will wants to hold nothing back, it wants to give everything to one who lets it form its kingdom in her soul. Now, you must know that just as you find, present in the divine fiat, the creation of the sovereign lady and you sing her praises as queen, so did she find you present in the same divine fiat and heard your singing. The mama does not want to be outdone by the daughter. From the time she sang her praises to honor that divine will which was to possess you. And in order to requite your singing, how many times she calls the heavens, the sun, the angels, and everything, to sing the praises of her little daughter who wants to live in that fiat which formed all her glory, her greatness, beauty and happiness. Then, I continued my abandonment in the divine fiat, and my sweet Jesus added, my daughter, when my divine will reigns in the soul, it takes on the acting and directing role within her. There's not one thing she does in which my divine will does not take on its first act in order to call its divine act upon the act of the creature. So, if she thinks, it forms his first thought and calls all the sanctity, the beauty, the order of the divine intelligence. And since the creature is incapable, nor does she have sufficient space to receive our intelligence, every time my fiat does its first act in the intelligence of the creature, with its power it keeps expanding her capacity so as to enclose new divine intelligence in the mind of the creature. Therefore, it can be said that, there where it reigns, my will is the first to breathe, the first to palpitate, the first act of the blood circulation, so as to form in the creature its divine breathing, its heartbeat of light, and in the blood circulation the total transformation of its divine will in her soul and body. And while it does this, it gives the virtue to the creature, and renders her capable of being able to breathe with the divine breath, palpate it with its heartbeat of light, and feel the whole of its divine life, more than blood, circulate in all her being. Therefore, wherever my will reigns, it is the continuous actor that never ceases to operate. And making itself spectator, it delights in its divine scenes, which it itself unfolds in the creature. And she lends her being like matter in its hands, to let it unfold the most beautiful and delightful scenes, which my fiat wants to do in the soul in whom my divine volition dominates and reigns.